from KQED.
Whatever you slap on the grill for July 4th, you are most definitely following it up with dessert. Those on strict diets might opt for watermelon, a defensible summertime classic, but pie is the natural-born dessert of the season. And who better to talk about pie than Evan Kleiman, host of KCRW's radio magazine Good Food. Thank you for talking with us again.
I always have time to talk about pie.
This is the fourth year you're making a pie a day all summer long?
Yes, and we reach out to listeners and to professionals that we know, people in town and authors from across the country, and we ask them to share recipes and photographs.
Now, does it have to be a new pie every day, every year, or do you allow yourself repeats?
I only allow myself repeats if I have come to a new understanding with that pie. So sometimes in the process of making a pie over and over, I'll have some sort of revelation I want to share. But basically, it is a new pie every single day.
Can you give an example of a pie you have reassessed your feelings about?
Basically, last year, I reassessed my feelings about cornstarch, both as a thickener for cream pies and as a thickener for fruit pies, and I decided that I had to get over that. So I spent the whole summer basically not using flour for thickening, and it was a revelation to me.
What kind of quality can you get with cornstarch that you can't get with flour?
Flour tends to give a more savory result, so your pie ends up tasting more like a real pastry, whereas cornstarch, I think, is a little more neutral, and it gives you that very clear look. So for berries, it's definitely what you want to use. And it gives you a clearer flavor that lets the sweetness that you prefer shine through. That being said, I happen to really love pie for breakfast and for dinner, not as a dessert, but actually as the meal. I figure, why add those additional calories if you know you're going to eat pie? Just eat the pie. And so I will often use flour if I know I'm going to be eating it or serving it as a meal, because it does add that little bit more savory kind of quality to a pie.
Despite your expansive attitude toward pie, are there any that you have vowed you will never make again, being older and wiser?
Wow, I have to really think about that.
A pie you've sworn off.
Well, I can tell you a pie that I fight with constantly, but I'm not going to swear off. I'm determined to conquer it, the lemon meringue pie. I can deal with the lemon. I can deal with the crust. I'm a pro at that. Meringue does not like me very much, and I have tried every kind of technique. I think I need a one-on-one tutorial with somebody like Sherry Yard.
And Sherry Yard is?
The pastry chef for the Wolfgang Puck Empire.
One of my colleagues, really the California Report's baking queen, has this question about crust. Vodka or no vodka?
I don't do vodka. I leave my fat, whether or not it's lard or butter, in much bigger chunks. That description in the recipe that tells you that your pie crust mixture should look like cornmeal crumbs or peas, I also make sure I've got some walnuts in there, too. What basically you're doing is you're making almost a rough puff paste. And so if your water isn't super, super chilled, or the bowl isn't chilled, or maybe the butter isn't quite like frozen solid, all those things that people worry and obsess about sort of even out if you allow your chunks of fat to be just a little bigger.
Another colleague, a busy mom, asks you to make the case for making pie crust as opposed to just buying it.
Well, all you have to do really is just read what's in pie crust, particularly the large national brands. And there are a lot of things in there you really wouldn't want to serve to children or family members you cared about. Plus, you know, once you get over the hump with making your own dough, it's so easy and you feel so accomplished. It makes you feel like your own grandmother.
If that is it, if you have a grandmother who made good pie.
Well, I didn't, but it's sort of the grandmother. It's the grandmother you wish you had.
Well, I wish you safe and pleasurable travels. It's been a pleasure talking with you again.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Evan Clemon hosts Good Food on KCRW in Santa Monica. We've got a link to her show online at californiareport.org.